But Matthew chapter 8, Mishnah 2, Ashol es apara, someone borrows a cow, and what he does is, she'ala chetzi hayom, or schara chetzi hayom, he actually borrows it for half the day, and hires it for half the day. So for half the day he's paying for it, the other half of the day is just borrowing it. Or she'ala hayom, or schara lemacha, or he takes it for 2 days, and for the first day he's paying for it, and the second day he's just borrowing it, or the other way around. And or sachar achas v'shal achas, or he takes 2 cows, and 1 he borrows and 1 he hires. And then v'meisa, either in the case of 2 cows, 1 of them dies, or it's half and half, so it dies, and you'll see now there's a dispute, when does it die? Does it die when he's borrowing it, or when he's renting it? And the difference will be, is he liable to pay for it or not? That's going to be the difference. So Mashal Omer, he says, Shu'ula Mesa, the borrowed cow is the cow that died, or B'yom Shasa Shu'ula Mesa, or on the day that I borrowed it died, or B'sha'a Shasa Shu'ula Mesa, or on the hour that I was borrowing it, it died. V'hala Omer, and the other guy says, Ani Yodaya, I don't know. Right, I don't know, chav, so then he's obligated to pay. So if it's a borrowed animal, then he's obligated to pay if it dies. So the person whose animal it is, he's claiming it died when it was borrowed, not when it was lent. And he says, I don't know, he's in the dark. So says the Mishnah, in that case over there, he's obligated. Hasecher Omer, the hirer says, Schura Mesa, no, it was the animal that I hired, that was the animal that died. Or B'yom Shasa Schura Mesa, or on the day that I was hiring it, that's when it died, not on the day I was borrowing it. Or B'sha'a Shasa Schura, or at the hour that I was borrowing it, Mesa, that's when it died. V'alo Omer Ein Yoda, and that person who owns the animal doesn't know, Pater, so then he's exempt from paying, because if it's a hired animal, he doesn't pay if it dies. Ze omer shu'ula v'ze omer schura. If they disagree, they're both firm in their views, right? This one says it was borrowed, and this one says it was a rented animal. Yishava socher sheschura mesa. So then he would take an oath that the animal died while it was a hired animal, and then he would obviously be exempt. Ze omer ani yodei v'ze omer ani yodei. If they both say, I don't know, neither of them know when the animal died, says the Mishnah, Yachloku, so then they divide up the cost of it. But he brings over here, this is according to Sumchus, we always say Sumchus, he says, money that's in dispute, we split the money. But the halacha is not according to Sumchus, it's according to the sages. So if each one of them says, I don't know, the borrower is exempt, and he's just, what he's got to do is he's got to take an oath. That would be the halacha in this case over here.